Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Lisa Rosalino of the Musicians Social Club, Blog Talk Radio Show. I have a guest that is outside of Ann Arbor, Michigan. He's originally from Detroit. He's worked in Lansing. His name is Leander, and he claims to be a distant cousin of Marvin Gaye. His father was a reverend, and his name was Willie Terry Jr., and I want to introduce Leander to you. Hello, Leander. How are you today?
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I am great. I'm having issues with my phone. I don't know why the alarm goes off. I never set my alarm on my phone, but it keeps going off at 6 o'clock every Wednesday, and I'm like, what? I know when the show's on, but and I'm glad you made it. So I want to hear about what you've been doing. You've got like a resume here that would impress anybody. You've had your own record labels. Your music's been played around the world, England, Australia, and Africa. You're still working on some new stuff here in the area. Tell me what you'd like to tell people. Mostly that what's important to you about your music and what you're doing right now.
Well, I'm a very modest person, as you can tell, because we spoke before. Basically, I've been doing music. I've been in the music industry since 99, as far as recording, but I've been performing before that because I've been performing since 1986, but I got a record deal. I was signed onto a record label, Outstanding Music, out in Huntington Beach back in 99. Since then, I started my own record label. I'm also a music publisher. Along with that, I'm a producer, record producer, and then just recently I just started a radio station. So basically, I just been like just producing and putting out music, you know, just keep things interested for myself.
Well, I was at Reverb Nation, and I like to go through different musicians to find people that I'd like to have on the show. And I started playing your music, and it was like, wow, that sounds really good. It's kind of like a mixture of Earth, Wind, Fire, a little bit of, the new sound, a little bit of the old Motown. And it's like, this is really nice. So I asked you to be on the show, and I went through your songs, and there were so many of them that, I could only choose about six. I wanted more, but you wouldn't let me have any more. No, I'm just kidding. But anyway.
That's not true.
I know. I'm just kidding. And it's like, what was that other song? No, that's not it. It's a different song. Okay. But I'm going to play one of your songs just so people get a feel of you, to hear what type of music you do play, and then we can continue talking about what you do and where you're going from here. So I'm going to play. I think it's hard to choose, but I think I'm going to try. I like the way you're touching me. Here it is. Now, actually, that's just a teaser for the music to come. Okay. No, seriously, I did that on purpose because you're not singing in this. It's totally different from all your other music. It's got a reggae beat, but you're very versatile with your music. You can play different styles of music and make them sound, you know, original, genetic, you know. So the reason why I wanted to play this, now, are you playing all the instruments on this?
Yes, I was playing all the instruments on it. Actually, it was just an experimentation that I was working with that song, and then somehow, you know, it came out a really, really nice ballad. And so, yeah, I kind of liked it. Originally, it had lyrics to it, but it sounds so better with just the instrumental.
Okay. Now, I'm going to play another song, and then we're going to get into, like, what you're really into. So to really show some of your talents and what you're really into, oh, I think I'm going to try I Want You Back. Here it is.
Okay.
Stop watching
That is such a beautiful song. When I heard that, it was like it touched me. Now, it sounds like it's a song about Christ. Is it about Jesus?
Yeah, it is. It's about calling home the backslider.
So when did you write that song?
Well, I didn't write the lyrics. I wrote the music for it. Originally, it was written back during the 80s, believe it or not. It was, I would say, maybe close to 87. Because I had some music, and I had wrote it with another gentleman. He had added the lyrics, and I went into the studio for the first time, and I think it was 89, 90, to record it. And I didn't like what I first recorded, and I hooked up with a friend of mine, Keith Curtis. He went in and just remixed the music for me, and then I came in into the studio and just recorded the vocals. You know, there's a trivia behind that song. I had a bad sinus infection when I was singing a song, but it came out pretty good.
Now, like on most of your music, you're actually playing the instruments. This isn't computerized music, right?
Right.
Okay. Just wondering. So you have record companies. Are you still active with your record companies? Do you produce anybody else's music in your studio?
Yes, I produced a couple of people and released their singles. I even work with my son. My son, he sings. He sometimes he out-sings me. I mean, this kid loves to sing, and I just released his back in June 29th on his birthday, and you know, it's selling pretty well. So yeah, that's one of the projects I've been working on.
What's his name?
Tony Chris.
Okay. So have you worked with very many musicians, other musicians? I seen that you went to Lansing. What were you doing in Lansing?
In Lansing, I had I was migrating from Detroit because, you know, I wanted the different scene. So I went to Lansing, and then I started, well, you know, that's when my wings started to grow out, and I was collaborating with a lot of musicians there, and I was going into the studio a lot, and I had a lot of musicians come in and just record on some of the songs. But yeah, in Lansing, that's when it was like, well, yeah, you should just go out and try to record your own stuff and try to get a record contract. And I was like, oh, okay. So I went out, you know, and I was trying to market my stuff to different record labels. And like I mentioned before, it was one record label in Huntington Beach, California. He really, really loved my stuff. He saw that I had a lot of potential, so he signed me right away.
And what was the name of that company?
Outstanding Music.
Okay. So do you have a new release coming out?
Well, I have several releases. I have several EPs. What I'm finding is it's better to release an EP than it is an entire CD, because some of the fans, they would just only kind of nitpick through the CD, and they might like maybe two or three of the songs, and they don't like all 10 of the rest that I've done. So I just kind of decided just to kind of just go just the EP route. And I got like three EPs that's coming out in 2017.
And you can find all your music and more information about, you know, how to get your EPs on Reverb Nation and where else?
Reverb Nation, you can find me like all over the place. I'm like on Amazon. I'm on SoundCloud. Let's see. I'm on iTunes. Yeah, you can even just Google my name, you know, or just Google my name and the song title. It'll come up. And I'm also on YouTube Art, to where you can just listen to my music that way too.
Yeah, well, I found you on Reverb Nation /Leander, and you have a podcast where I guess you're doing interviews, you told me?
Yes. Go ahead.
That can be found at www.iradeo.com/station/141305. And tell me about that. What's going on with your podcast?
It's my radio station, and next year I'm going to be broadening up a little bit more and expanding. And what I did was I was doing a show like yourself, to where I was just interviewing potential artists that who wanted to be on my show, and I would interview them and feature their music. And I feature a lot of great musicians. Two of the shows that I'm pretty proud of is one was with Helen Rogers. She worked with the Jazz Masters and Paul Hardcastle, and because I'm a big smooth jazz fan. I also work with Sandra Dedrick. She is a former member of Free Designed, and I really had fun doing that show. And there's many others, and not only can they just find it on the radio station, but they can also find it on YouTube, because I took the interview and just placed it on YouTube as well.
Yeah, I'm kind of working on that. That takes a lot of work. I try to do that with my shows. I'm like, really? It took me all night to just do one. Are you on Skype right now?
No.
No, because it's kind of breaking up. I don't know. But anyway, I want to play some more of your music. How about Girl? This is really a nice song. I'm going to play Girl. So
okay.
Here's Girl, and here we go.
All right.
You have great vocal range.
Thank you.
Is that you singing both lead and backup?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that sounded really nice. Now, some of your other songs, I mean, you have a big list of songs, and I can't play them all. And if you ever, you know, go to Reverb Nation or his other sites, go through his songs, because they're, you know, they're, some are not all original, so I really can't put them on the show, but he does do some other music. I think you've got some, who are the artists that you do?
My repertoire, I did Prince, I did some Michael Jackson, I did some Stylistics, KC and the Sunshine Band, the list goes on and on. But my biggest one that I like doing are the Beatles. I really love doing the Beatles.
Oh, boy. You know, the Beatles, they've been around a long time.
Yes, they are.
The Beatles, just when you said that, it's like, geez, they're just like been here forever, you know, since I was a kid. You know, I grew up on the Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
So now do you work with like other artists? I mean, you do have a record label and so on and so forth. So are you for hire? Can people contact you and you know, pay you to, you know, record for them or whatever, produce their material or help them in any way?
I would do this, you know, just out of the goodness of my heart, believe it or not, just to help someone out, because I know what it's like to be a struggling musician, and, you know, you try to go into one of these major record labels and they'll just kind of just slam the door in your face, and, you know, without you even saying hello. So, you know, if I see or hear someone that I think has a lot of potential, and what I'm looking for is, you know, some diversity, because I'm not looking for, you know, people who are, you know, has the same McDonald's sounds, because what I mean by the McDonald's sound is that you can go anywhere in the world and, you know, go to a McDonald's, it still tastes the same. And, you know, and what I'm saying is, like, you know, I don't want artists to sound like somebody else, you know, because I want, you know, somebody who's just really different. So that's the type of people I'm looking for to work with, to sign, you know, with my label and help out.
Yeah, I mentioned that a lot on the show about the repetition of music these days. Everybody's copying everybody else. And, you know, when I was growing up, we had all different types of music coming at us, you know,
yes.
From all different directions, you know. So, and then, like, in the 80s, it just kind of, like, it, like, flatlined. You know what I mean? It's like it really hasn't changed since the 80s, went into the 90s, and maybe a little beep, you know, like a heartbeat type thing, a little jump in the meter. But then it just went back to flatline to all the other stuff, and it's like, what happened? You know, why aren't people being creative like they used to? I guess, but we've had more restrictions on these new generations when it comes to education, work, and, you know, not being able to party. You know, musicians like to party and this and that. They think they're creative, you know, so on and so forth. So I can understand the influence there, but, you know, I mean, there's just so many ideas out there that haven't even been touched yet. There's so many musicians. You can Google how many musicians there are. You're going to get millions of them, and a lot of them are really good. But we're
right.
never going to hear them because, you know, nobody wants to promote them, or they can't work, you know, they don't want to put the work into being the musician, or, you know, that they're not offered what they want, or, you know what I mean, they want their way and they don't want to do, you know what I mean? There's so many different reasons why we're not hearing these artists, you know. And foreign music, it just, I mean, that's the only place I'm hearing, like, you know, Europe and stuff like that, Germany, where I hear a little bit of a different sound, but they have different accents too, you know. So, you know, that kind of comes into play. And America's a big influence on their music, you know. So, I don't know. It's kind of strange these days. And, you know, it's a lot of the music, I mean, a lot of the musicians' stage presence has really become distasteful. I'm sorry, but I just, you know, it doesn't make any sense. And there's so many really good singers out there, male and female, that we should be pushing, you know, instead of having, you know, our kids going to see people that, you know, really are just not good influences for our children, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to say any names, but you kind of get the idea of what I'm saying. But yeah, I mean, your music is like old school, you know, it's that sound that we grew up on, we loved, and, you know, the good sound, you know? Well, I'm going to play another song of yours, and I'm going to play And I Love You. Just so, you know, and I'm showing your versatility, too, because not all your songs are the same. You know, I can listen to different ones, and you're going to hear different things, different sounds, you know, changes in the music and stuff like that. But if you really want to hear this guy, you're going to have to go to his Reverb Nation. There was a couple songs that I didn't have time to get on the show that are, like, really good. So go through his library and, of course, support our musicians. You can afford $1.29. Come on, guys. You know, these guys put hours and hours of time into their music, you know, just to say thank you, you know, for being there. You know, download one of their songs for $1.29. And here is And I Love You.
Deeper than the ocean, wider than the valley.
What a beautiful sound. Now, are you using a backup vocalist on this one?
How it originally played out is that when we went to the studio, the original lady that did the vocal, when we were trying to test the crowd and, you know, see if they liked her, they didn't really like her too much. But I kept, you know, right at the beginning with the Oz, I kept her vocals in because I really liked that part. And then I had to replace her with another lady that I was working with, Renee Van Holt. She's an excellent singer. She's out in Romeo, Michigan. And she came out and sang that part. And I, for the harmony, I did a lot of harmony parts myself. And I Love You.
Well, I noticed how you blended it together. And it was like two, three, maybe. It was kind of like blended in where I could barely tell the separation. I don't know. Maybe it was just me. The music sounds much better. If you go to a site, listen to it. You know, I have like Bose computer speakers. May I suggest go out and buy a pair? They're only $100. No, I'm kidding. But anyway, besides all that, yeah, I like good sound. But anyway, it sounds much better than on the show. And it was like I was toying around on the computer and I was listening to his songs. And it was like, I looked up, and it was like, who am I listening to? And it was like, wow, I'm still listening to Leander. And it's like, I mean, it was just the quality of the sound. It was very, very good. You know, the show doesn't give people a lot of credit, you know, when they hear the music. You know, it kind of gives you an idea what it sounds like. The best thing to do is download the music, listen to it, or, you know, play it off the websites and stuff like that, because it's a better quality, recording. So with the studio here, you know, and the phones breaking up and stuff like that. But I hope everybody's getting a good idea that this guy, you know, has put a lot of work into his music, and he sounds really good. And I wanted you on my show because you're a Detroiter like me, and we know how rough it's been in the Detroit area for a lot of musicians. It's kind of funny that you went to Lansing. Lansing's like a ghost town. And you went up there to promote your music. Had you worked in Detroit and or anything like that for a while?
Well, the story was that I just kind of left Detroit because, you know, I was kind of, you know, I was kind of being bullied. You know, I was like 110 pounds soaking wet. So I was just really skinny, and I just kind of left to pursue my dream because growing up, you know, kids can be very mean and the neighborhood can be very mean. Oh, you're never going to make it. You're never going to do anything. And then, you know, you kind of sniffing, I'll show you, you know. I kind of left there, you know, because I knew some people in Lansing, and like I said, it allowed me just to kind of, get my feet wet and, you know, kind of learn and, you know, build and grow as a musician. No, but growing up in Detroit, I had a lot of, lot of exposure to different type of music, and I have as you can tell, I have a very collective taste. So, yeah, that kind of just shows in the music.
Yeah, there's a lot of famous people that came out of Detroit. I mean, we've got so many names. We're kind of like the England of music, you know, the British Invasion and Motown and all everything just kind of came together, you know, at the same kind of time. And it was a good time back then. Everything was peaceful. Music was our friend. Everybody was getting along, you know, when the good music was coming out, you know, from all areas. What happened since then, I don't know. But, you know, hopefully we can get back to that and the new generation can understand, you know, what that old type music was really about in Detroit, you know. You know what I'm talking about, the good songs, you know. It was a big influence.
Exactly.
I grew up on CKLW. What about you?
WJLB. The one you just mentioned. It was one that I used to listen to all the time. It was Tower, because they came out of the Renaissance Center, and I used to listen to it like every day because they played everything from the 60s, 70s, and even into the 80s. So I was just sitting there, just with my little tape recorder, just tape recording everything.
You remember Kiss FM 102.7? They would play a lot of the older stuff, but they changed their format. Now they kind of like throw maybe an old song in once in a while, and then the new stuff. It's like, okay, but that was really a good station. I used to listen to that all the time, but oh well. What are you going to do when it's about money, So tell me, what are you planning on doing with your music now that, I know you can't tour because of your health, but is there something that you're inspired to do with your music, kind of like a dream that you'd really like to achieve? You've put so much work into this. I mean, there's got to be something you're looking to get out of it.
Basically, I want to give it a little bit more exposure. I keep getting hinted at, you should do music videos. But I'm like, nobody really wants to see me, so maybe I should just do, something that, that kind of just kind of helps expose the music, by just putting, put people, models or something, dancers or something, just something together. So that's what I'm going to be working on next year, just putting some music videos together and just, getting it out there, getting some plays and, see what happens.
Okay. Is there anybody that you want to, say a special thank you for being an inspiration to you, or people that have helped you along your way? Shout out to anybody, or?
Well, if they're listening, I want to give a shout to John Campbell. He helped me with my first album, The Hour of Love, and he played a lot of guitar on that one, and he was a major engineer while I was doing all the songwriting and producing. So he was there to right at the beginning. I would like to give a shout out to him. I would love to give a shout out to Keith Curtis, who also helped me on my first and second album, but he left us, those two guys, they really were there, and I wanted to give them a special thanks.
Aw, now you say you're the distant cousin of Marvin Gaye. How are you guys related?
Well, you would have to ask my mother about that, because because she would tell me that all the time. So yeah, we're related to Marvin Gaye. I can never see how, but she tells me of a story that she went over his house and to ask him for money, and she was saying, Marvin's just so tight, because every time she would come to ask for money, she was like, I ain't got it, and he would just be surrounded by women and drugs. So.
Yeah, he left this world tragically. I'm going to play another one of your songs, and I think I'm going to play I Can't Help It.
Okay.
How's that one for a moment? Here it is.
Looking for mirror,
was just thinking, I got a feeling I might be older than you. You never heard of CKLW?
I have.
Oh,
it was
okay.
AM.
Yeah, you scared me for a minute. I was like, wait a minute here. So it's like everybody from Detroit, I mean, around my age, whatever, our age, heard of CKLW. So I've thrown it out there to a couple people. And they're like, what? What is a CKLW? You know, but, you know, nobody really had FM radio when I was, you know, growing up. That was a big thing, you know. You had AM radios. But we only have like 11 minutes left of the show. And I wanted to ask you if there's anything that you wanted to throw out there, say anything to anybody or talk about anything that you do. It's your time.
Basically, can I give some advice? I would love to say to any aspiring musician and artist, you know, just try to be yourself. And don't try to emulate all the artists you're hearing, you know, because the world, you know, the world has enough Taylor Swift, Beyonce, our Rivagani, or whatever her name is, you know. And the thing is that, you know, just, you know, try to be original, because that's what the music business is lacking right now, originality.
Yeah, but they got bling, man. They got money. They got millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the attraction, you know.
Yeah, but what they don't have is longevity, and they can't really build a legacy, because most of these artists out that's putting music out today, industry has become so disposable, and no one's going to listen to anything they put out in 20 years, and yet here it is, Motown, Beatles, and people are still listening to it and still buying it.
Yeah, oh, God. Yeah, that reminds me. Sinbad, you know, Sinbad the comedian, he got up on stage one day, and I brought this out on another show. He says, you know, we grew up on, like, Motown and rock and roll or whatever. You know, we had the Temptations, this and that, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, we're, you know, that was, like, good music. You know, when this generation grows up, what are their oldies going to be? Britney Spears? You know, the way he set, you know what I mean? It's just like, personally, I got nothing against Britney Spears, but still, you can see where he's coming from, and what you just said is like totally true, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's like, I'm planning on ordering me some music, because I'm going through YouTube. And I'm like, wow, I haven't heard that song since the 60s. Oh, wow, look at that, look at this and that, you know. So I think I'm going to get me an old collection of the old music, you know, so I have that, you know, because once I listen to it, I'm going to remember a lot of stuff. And they were fun songs. They were good songs. And when I drove limo, I used to call the limos, because they'd have them all lined up. And I'd call them the Butt Sisters, you know, Bertha Butt and the Butt Sisters. Because they're big butt limos, you know, the long SUV type things, whatever. And I made a joke one day with my boss. I said, yeah, it's Bertha and the Butt Sisters. He got a laugh out of it. But anyway, besides all that, well, we've got 7 minutes and 51 seconds, and I think I'm going to close the song. I'm going to close the show with a song. And I believe I haven't played Charmy with Your Love, have I?
No, you have not.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say goodbye to you now, and I want to thank you so much for being on the show. You've been a pleasant guest. The show did break up a little bit here and there. I hope the playback is good. You know, the show can be downloaded anytime after the show's been listened to by the staff at Blog Talk Radio, and it can be shared, and hopefully others will share your music with other people so they can hear, you know, good quality music, a good inspirational, you know, talk about music and, you know, way it's going, and hopefully people will get the idea that originality is something that really needs to be brought back into music. So, I mean, everybody on my show seems to agree with the same idea. So with that, I'm going to say thanks again for being on the show. And here's Shower Me With Your Love.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You're so welcome. Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
My heart is filled with so much love, and I need someone I can call my own to fall in love. That's what everyone's dreaming of. I know this feeling, oh, so strong. Life is too
shine.